They're going to blow up that building tomorrow. I don't know if y'all heard about that or
you
not.
You know, I have. There's a picture of that building on the front page of the paper.
The Daily Gazette.
Of the Gazette. And
if you go to a popular radio station's website, we tell you where to stand and where to park.
Where to stand, how to stand.
Yeah. Bring your chairs if you're so inclined. You can bring food if you'd like.
Really?
They're not going to sell concessions.
There will be no concessions available. You can bring food. You can bring beverages, but of course no alcohol. So.
Blankets? Can you bring blankies? Do we know?
Why you would want a blanket with 70-degree weather at 6:16 on a Thursday morning? Because I'm going to go ahead and call it right now. It's going to feel exactly like it does right now.
You know.
Yeah, but you know what? There will. I'm predicting right now that there will be camping out.
Oh, I'm sure.
People will be there tonight. I'm betting that the partying will start tonight and there will be overnighters.
I don't know that they'll be partying now, Tom. That's
well,
that's...
you could party without alcohol.
Sure you can.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. You know, we can play some pinochle.
Exactly. You know, and, pitch washers. You know, right.
Play Never Have I Ever.
In the dark.
And maybe if we get really randy, we'll play some Spin the Bottle.
Yeah, that works well on a grass surface.
Right.
Anyway, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. This sucks, man.
Yeah. All that.
And it'll be a root beer bottle.
Of course it will. All of that, yes.
So I'm thinking is traffic tomorrow when we come to work, is it going to be like similar to the day after Thanksgiving?
No, because we all come from the South.
Well, that's true, but I mean, you know, there might be, you know,
with a banjo on our
South, right?
That's right, with a banjo on our knee.
Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Ken Burns lately. I've got the Civil War top of mind.
That's perfect. That's it. All right, so let's see. Jill Samantha Wooten.
Oh, we know all three names, Tom.
Yep. Yeah. She's
accused.
She's a beauty queen or a criminal.
That's right.
An accused
course, that's
criminal.
Right.
She's from our favorite state where strange things happen.
Florida.
That's one. Uh-huh. She's accused of setting her couch afire.
Well,
and again, excuse me, golly. A couch on fire.
Yeah, we don't know that it was hers.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If you just put it out on the curb, someone will take it, Samantha. Yeah,
she could have gotten it from a rental place. We don't know. Anyway, caused significant damage to her Fort Myers apartment building.
Yeah.
There she is.
There she is. Police ask Jill Samantha.
Does she not deserve a middle name?
Jill just looks like she's had a hard life.
Well, so. And, you know, there's some of them who have. She's been cast a tough lot. Anyway, she said she's tired of the couch because it's dirty and it smelled bad.
So like any rational thinking person, she decided that arson was the only option.
Well, I'm guessing so because, you know, her boyfriend wasn't there to help her move it outside.
Man. What happens if her boyfriend gets dirty?
Yeah, you know? Well, it did.
Set him on fire.
Yeah, they'll start smelling bad. Info.
Mason.
And, of course, we don't have a video of the fire. We don't know what the thing looked like. It could have been a real nice couch. She may just have high standards.
That's right.
Think about that.
Could have been a sleeper sofa.
You know.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say she doesn't have that high of standards.
Okay, well.
So.
All right.
Just
judge
saying.
Not. Judge not.
I'm just saying. I'm guessing. I'm not judging.
Right. There you go. Okay. All right.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And it is May the 21st.
Yes,
and
it is.
Yeah, happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. And
well,
only
you.
Because he's my Facebook friend. No, I know that today is Chase Murphy's birthday.
Well, there you go.
There you are.
Okay.
How about that?
How about that?
Yeah. How about that? It showed up on my telephone this morning. That
wow.
This is Chase.
You got a call?
Well, no, my Facebook is hooked into my fancy BlackBerry, you know, and that's the first thing I saw this morning. Today's Chase Murphy's birthday.
There you go.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. How about that? Happy birthday, Chase.
Thank you.
We're gonna blow a building up tomorrow.
I know. You talk about your celebration.
Yeah.
What more could a girl ask for?
Perfect. Yeah.
That's right. Okay. Actress Joan Collins.
By the way, in case anyone's listening and is curious, 36.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Wow.
Gee. How old were you when you came to work here the first time?
24 years old.
First time. 24.
24.
My goodness. And then the second time was.
Let's see. I'll have to think about
that. Never mind. Joan Collins, the actress, shares a birthday with Chase. She's 79 years old. Actor Charles Kimbrough, he was on Murphy Brown, is 76 years old.
There aren't many.
What?
Folks?
Yeah, famous people born on this.
Well, you know, let's keep going. Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. That's Kitten,
yeah,
right?
Me and Kitten.
Yeah.
Peas in a pod.
There you go. Is 67 years old. Drew Carey.
Yeah.
You guys have something in common.
I want his job, that's all.
Well, yeah.
The paycheck can be a good one.
That's right. But, you know, you both got new bodies and everything.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, he's 54 years old today. Country singer Shelley West turns 54 years old. Same age as Drew Carey.
Only 54.
Only 54.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, she's been around a long time.
And as I said, she's one half of the song that I think is one of the ultimate insults, and that's "You're the Reason God Made Oklahoma."
Yeah. Insult to God or what?
Well, just an insult to a person. Why you would ever say that to another living being is beyond me.
Country singer Brian McComas is 40 years old.
And his hit songs would be?
Yeah, singer Jewel's birthday is today.
You know, I think
she's 38.
She's a most of the time Texas resident now.
Oh, is that right?
Well, yeah, she's married to that tough, is it Tough Hedeman, I think she's married to?
Oh, the rodeo boy.
Yeah, she lived out there in Stephenville.
There you go. How about that? Marvelous Marvin Hagler, the middleweight boxing champion, turned 60 years old today. And, Mitch Albom, a pretty good author and
sports columnist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ty Murray.
Ty Murray. I had her married off to the wrong person.
Ty Murray. Yeah. He's from Stephenville. Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
That's what he said. Mitch Albom, by the way, is 54, written some great books, and he's a sports columnist up in Detroit, and he loves Detroit. He's the one. Ken Jennings, remember him from Jeopardy?
Sure.
Won $2.5 million.
Yeah.
He's 38 years old. That's all I got.
See, it's like a crash course. We got, you know, there's so many intersections. My favorite game shows on my birthday, like that. So.
Yeah. And Linda Thompson, who's Brody Jenner's mama.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. She's got
a birthday. She was Elvis's squeeze.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wasn't she?
Excuse me. I didn't know her name until about 17 seconds ago, so I'm not sure.
Was her first name?
Linda.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, that was his squeeze when he expired, I think.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
Wow. So, in other words...
Yeah, that's right.
She was the one that found him.
She was on Hee Haw, too, if I'm not mistaken.
And then she was married to a guy who looks like he's already dead, right?
Yeah, Bruce Jenner. His ears are going to touch.
Kyle Cassell.